It's March 27th, 2009. Hello and welcome to the Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer, and I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. Today's edition is dedicated to Twitter, because the microblogging startup seems to own the new media news space at the moment. Twitter looks like it's hit the tipping point, with traffic to its website alone hitting 9.8 million unique visitors in February, according to Comscore. The service now has celebrities like Ashton Kutcher, journalists like NBC's David Gregory, and executives like Richard Branson of Virgin. While critics wondered if Twitter would ever bring in any revenues, they're now starting to come in thanks to a new site called ExecTweets, run by marketer Federated Media and sponsored by Microsoft. The site includes a subset of Twitter feeds from a select group of executives like Branson, and Twitter shares in the sponsorship proceeds. Plus, Twitter has started running a tiny text ad that runs below each user's profile information on the web. These are mainly house ads of the self-promotional variety, but that could change over time. The Wall Street Journal confirmed that Twitter was also working on a premium paid service that would give people more features in exchange for a paid subscription. Now that Twitter has started to bring in some revenues, is it time for the company to sell out? Some observers believe that the time is right for a traditional media company to step in and buy Twitter to have access to all those instant eyewitness views of breaking news as they happen. But hold up a second. Sanford Bernstein analysts came out with a report warning possible suitors of Twitter that the hype might not translate to a sustainable business. The analysts said that whoever might buy Twitter, quote, will likely have to operate it at a loss in perpetuity or until the next cool Web 2.0 social networking concept comes along and Twitter tweets no more, end quote. In other Twitter news, the New York Times reported that there's a new phenomenon of ghost Twitterers, or people hired by famous people to write their tweets for them. Britney Spears, it turns out, has a team of writers doing her Twittering for her, and even entrepreneur Guy Kawasaki has employed ghost Twitterers. But many athletes are doing the Twittering themselves, including biker Lance Armstrong, who tweeted about his recent broken collarbone, the Times reported. NBA star Shaquille O'Neal complained, "It's 140 characters. It's so few characters. If you need a ghostwriter for that, I feel sorry for you." Indeed. Now it's time for the tweet of the week. This one comes from Jeff Schmidt, a San Francisco-based musician. "When I questioned whether Twitter's search could really overtake Google search, something a few journalists who should know better were saying," Schmidt responded with this missive: "Twitter is to Google as a cocktail party is to a library." Nice insight, Jeff. Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, how do you use Twitter? Our last poll question was, how should courts deal with jurors using the net? Here's how readers answered. 41% said, give them more detailed instructions. 27% said, take away their smartphones. 18% said, send them to jail. Kind of a tough lot there. And 14% said, come up with more realistic guidelines. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/MediaShift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/Idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.